because they were whole. And to be honest, all the staff officers that I met with, they admitted to me that it was that I was me personally, that I was weird because I knew more than one language. Because they always told, even the NATO guys always told the British, the Canadians, and the Dutch. Mm-hmm. They told the joke, like, what do you call someone who speaks three languages? Bilingual. How about if they speak two languages? Bilingual. What if they speak one language? American.
Yeah. Oh, we are so, such a disadvantage, I think, because we're isolated. And I don't think that our government really cares about, like, the school systems, about learning.
But we don't have to. And yeah. The entire planet spends their education and energy learning English. Why? Because it is the only thing, mm-hmm. it's the language of business, and yeah. therefore it is now the de facto international language.
And welcome back to Rhythm in Rome with Vanessa, Paul, and Tricia, where we discuss our travel adventures and explore cultural differences, similarities, and misconceptions. And guess what? We're bringing the crazy today. I guarantee you that.
All right. Well, so you saw the joke about what do you call a person that speaks one language? American, right? Yeah. So basically we have that reputation of just being people that don't give a rat's ass about any other language besides English.
Everybody always have jokes about Americans, but everybody want to emulate us. You know, I was talking to my friend here in France, and obviously they always talk about, you know, why do we always automatically assume people speak English?
Right.
Which is a good question.
It is a good question. Yeah. So
question.
There could be multiple reasons, right? So we've got the British that basically colonized the entire fucking world, who speak English, to include
the French
America.
Did too as well, remember?
with the Netherlands and Portugal and who else? Let's see. Yes, yeah, France, but the Dutch.
The Dutch. Yeah. Okay, so why out of all those languages is English the one? So why not? Why aren't we all speaking French?
Very simple answer.
That's
to
a
that.
Good question, because I wish I could speak French because answer. That's a very sexy language. But
well, what's the?
Yeah, what is the answer, Tricia? You said it's a very simple, answer.
Very simple answer. After World War II, the United States had clout. They had a lot of collateral. They had a lot of say so, and basically stepped into that international footprint. They became the power, the superpower that we are today. So why we feel so, and we've continued to do that and have dominance over everything that has to do with anything global, any of the global organizations, non-global organizations, everyone looks to the United States for the answer. So we automatically think that folks speak English. That's the historical aspect of it.
I would say part of it is true, but I have to say we probably was dominant before that. Meaning
probably World War
English,
I, of course,
English,
too. Yeah.
Or even before then too as well. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like
quit fucking with the camera. What
I'm
are you
sorry.
Doing?
I was trying to make it seem like I was trying to be incognito, but clearly that didn't work.
No, that shit was not incognito. All right. So
I think it's
okay. Well, I guess so. Does that mean that after World War II, and when we, you know, basically colonized Germany and Japan, and Korea came shortly after, and we just stayed there forever, people had to learn English because we damn sure weren't going to learn some other language.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think that, but we're only talking about one continent, for crying out loud, or two continents. That's why I said this has to be more
than
that.
That.
English language is very easy, and the Brits obviously.
What do you mean easy?
No, English language is not easy.
It is easy for
it
people.
It is extremely easy.
You are you're American. It's your first language.
Oh my God.
I get it.
It's not easy.
It's easy compared to France.
Listeners, please chime in. If English is your second language, And you maybe you have more than one language that you
but
know.
I see French people that have a problem with French.
No, listen, the English language has words have so many different meanings and so
same
many
with
different
every other country.
Inflections. And yes, but we personally do, because not only do we have our own words, but we adopt words also from other cultures and other languages.
Well,
and then
course,
we make it our own.
From Latin,
so,
from all
so
different
it makes,
walks of
it
life.
It makes perfect sense. English is hard. It really
it's
is.
It's so bland and basic. I hate
All right, says the American.
I just think it's a simple language, which I'm fine with. I'm just saying it is not compared to French, compared to German, compared to Mandarin.
As of now, as an adult trying to learn it, of course not.
No, but even when I was younger, when we
were
in school, people wanted to speak Spanish. When they say go learn another language, we always
because that's a second language.
Because there's a lot of Spanish people within America. That I understand that. But in
America.
General.
Spanish speakers, yeah.
Spanish speakers.
Yeah, Spanish speakers,
America,
yes.
In America, yes. But my point is that we, or our language is very, it's not putting anything down. It's easy for someone to pick it up versus us picking up French. It's not easy to pick up French. It's
so
not
here,
easy
how about this? I think I see where you're going. I'm going to twist it maybe because I think that I will agree with you that our language, when someone who it's not their, you know, it's their second language, English is their second language. When they try to speak it, we can understand them if it's broken or if there's an accent. Because we have so many different ways to pronounce one word, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, we can interpret what they're saying. Whereas if I'm trying to speak French and I pronounce that shit wrong, or Japanese, they will look at me like I'm insane. Like it's not a word.
I was getting ready to agree with you the whole way, Benef, until you did that, because I'm like, don't include the French in that, because the French, if you're not perfect.
That's what I just said. If I go to try to speak French and I pronounce it wrong, they look at me as if I'm insane.
Yeah,
whereas
but that's
we
not
don't
because
do that.
Right. That's just a cultural thing. That's not because the language. That's just a cultural thing.
So okay.
So we talked about the colonialism of it, right? And we talked about as far as the strongest and largest economy, right? So what about the effects of TV, media, and music?
I was just
Let's
about,
think about
that was
that.
My next thing I was gonna
so
say.
All the music. I do think
that is the reason why they speak English very well or easy to pick it up, because they have no choice, because our music comes over here in English, they sing it. I really do feel that social media, the media, and all of our westernized culture impacted the world. And because of that, and I really, really, truly feel with the media and our capital helped with everyone learning English, because they know we travel a lot. We as in Americans, we tend to travel and live all over the world a lot. And when we go, and I do feel that way sometimes. Sometimes when I'm in a certain place and someone, and especially when I tell them I'm from New York or I'm from the States, I sometimes feel that I do get slight bit of a treatment of, oh, he's gonna spend a lot of money or he's gonna tip me or something like that, because they know us as tippers. And I mean, I can have Benef, you went to the restaurant across the street from where I live. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you I can go there at any time when they're very packed and busy, and I will have a chair. And the reason why I will have a chair is because I screwed up one time and I gave the man a 20-euro tip, thinking it was not a big deal because I had a lot of food with
20
friends.
Euros. So they're okay speaking English with you there. They don't be like, you must speak, or
right.
I can't do a French
Well,
accent,
they don't speak English that well, but what they'll do is they make sure that I have a table whenever I want, because they know I'm going to tip them, and they will try their best to speak English. Matter of fact, they even have an English menu because they know that we're
going to be there. So they created the English menu for you?
Well,
is that what you're talking about?
I don't know if they created it for me. But all of a sudden, the next time I came back, there was an English menu.
So here's That's interesting. So to
it's a small place,
to kind of turn off of that then. So, you know, what are the advantages then, since we're talking about that at this sense, and you just mentioned it, you know, ease of traveling abroad, right? You're likely to have someone who can speak English, right? Yes or no? You know, do we automatically look for that?
And it's funny because it's
comfortable. I'm not gonna lie, especially if it's a language. I'm going somewhere that I don't know the language, like China or, you know, Indonesia. I'm not going to be able to learn enough to converse in those two languages, but it's more than likely that the people in the hospitality industry are going to know English. Mm. And so
I was in Tajikistan. I can't even say the word. I was there and I never forget. There was a guy that was like, "Oh, America, America." And then he started singing the national anthem. What? Like, how did he know the national anthem? "Oh, say, can you see?" And I'm like, how did he know that?
If you watch any sporting event, international sporting event.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little smart ass about it, okay. But I'm just saying the point is that Tajikistan, why would they know the American anthem?
Well, he was trying to impress you. It's obvious.
Obviously.
I don't know.
But you're right. I don't know what their national anthem is. That is
true. Well, that's my point.
The benefit now let me turn it the other way. The benefit of the country or the person that you're speaking to, and you've alluded this, to your story just a minute ago, Paul, or you mentioned that, is because they know we have money. So there's a benefit to them.
Yes. Yes. Right. And they know, and especially when you go to the countries that are not economically sound. Yes. You know, like we've been in the Middle East, you know, and stuff like this. And I can tell you, even when I was living in Jordan or when I was living in Turkey, like they value the fact of wanting to speak English, or Korea. They value us wanting to speak English because they know we're going to spend. And that's our connection, communication wise, I think, between both languages, because we will ask them small different phrases and then they will, you know, but
I don't know if it's all only money related.
No, I don't think it's
sometimes the people genuinely want to practice their English.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
I stand corrected. It's not just money, but also this is for sure thing. We infiltrated many different countries due to war and stayed. So that helped their English. We stayed.
Yeah,
Korea. Germany.
Well, and you know, a lot of the agreements that we have, you know, after wars with these countries, they are like that, they're in English. Well, and for example, with Japan, like all the negotiations that we did, they were all written in English. And that has been from World War II, like that, the language for agreement is English, because you know what American is going to try to learn Japanese? Like,
and
it's,
I bet you
not
did
an
not
easy
have a
language
translation
to read.
Well, and then also we won, so we got to say.
And I bet you they did not have a translation of any sort when they signed that agreement.
Sure, they did.
I'm saying in paper, on paper. You thought?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I mean, they had a translator. Yes, probably.
Precise. Yes.
The other thing too that we should probably mention, of course, is you know, many countries English is learned in school, but we don't have reciprocity here.
Yeah,
we do, but it's not mandatory.
I think maybe in high school you have to have a year or two.
Well, you have to have 3 years.
Of what?
Oh, you do? Well, it depends on the state, right? Of language, to Paul. That's the whole topic.
Oh, sorry. You have to have two years.
I mean, of English or whatever, but I'm just saying.
No, different
not
language.
Not English. We are talking about in the United States.
That's if you are going into higher education. You will need 2 years of foreign language.
Of a foreign language. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like you got it. You only have to pass. It's not like you got to be taking a test to show your proficiency.
No.
An international test to be like, I can actually speak Spanish anywhere other than.
But I can tell you here in France, it is not advantageous for people to learn English. I can 100% tell you French is very proud. And they have in like laws that you will like French is what everyone will learn.
Well, are they learning a second language at all?
Well, yes, but it's not, they're kind of like Americans. It's not forced upon them. Like mm-hmm. France right now, and this is statistically proven, everybody can look it up, they're down on the lower scale of all the European countries that know English. They're like okay. almost dead last.
And now I want to look it up.
Yeah, please do. I saw that the other day, and I read an article about French being France being the lowest when it comes to.
Well, and does that matter? Is that a problem? Is that something that we've
to the French? Like... It's not, because they're proud that they want everyone. Like they're afraid. I'm talking out of turn, but they might be afraid that they don't want, because there's an immigration influx, that their language becomes secondary. They don't okay. want that to happen. And it does
secondary
happen in
to
America.
English or
oh no, secondary to French. Like they want French to be the prominent language.
Well, right. And they're okay. So you're saying they're concerned that their language is going to become secondary to English or some other language.
Well, to some other language or English, wherever.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever. It's kind of like us in America. You go down to Miami, you're not going to hear a lot of English.
Yeah.
You know, right. and stuff like this. So that's my, or even Texas for that matter, in certain spots. So they want to make sure that they put it in there. And
well,
I noticed.
I mean, it makes sense. Wherever. That's their language. People should make sure that they be speaking French. I mean,
oh, I agree with you. I'm
just
saying.
We're like, hey, you're in America and you're going to be a citizen. Well, please learn English. We only have one national language.
Well, that's true, but let's be honest. We tend to have translation for the top three popular languages. France, they don't. I rarely have something that's sent to me in English. Rarely. Everything is sent to me in French, and they do that on purpose. And it's not bad. I'm here. I should learn it. So it helps me to learn, of course. But sometimes it's frustrating because I can't just sit and just read something right through. Mm-hmm. I have to focus. So sometimes that does get annoying, but I get it and I respect it. I just think that that's the difference between the languages and stuff like that. And why English is such an important language, and why do all countries learn it? And I think I honestly think capitalism has something to do with that.
I know for a fact that that's the only reason. I would think that would be the number one reason as to why.
I would agree with you, Tricia, because there's no other reason. Money talks.
Money talks.
and yeah. everything else, and then our culture will come along with it. You know.
So the colonialism, the money, and the culture. Because I mean, like just about everything is made in China. Why aren't we speaking Chinese? You know.
Because but China is, it's not a allied country.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That has something to do with it too, as well, I think. Mm. That's
interesting. But here's a list. Here's a list of 10 countries with the most English speakers. So just English speakers in the country. And I couldn't find a list right away for this, but I mean, for specifically the country demanding that. So I have to see if I can look that up. But the first one is India. Surprise, surprise.
I think that might be the common language for them, because each state is speaking a different language.
Speaking English.
Correct.
And so they have English as their common language to unite all the different states.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says English is the second most widely spoken second language. So they may speak their own dialect, but then English is.
But then if they go over
into
the next state, it's a different language entirely. One of my partners in when I was taking classes with Oregon State was Indian, and she said that's why they all know English, because can you imagine going to New Mexico and like they speaking a different language,
mm-hmm.
not English.
And so, and just so you know, also there's a hybrid language in India that combines words of Hindi and English, and it's called Hinglish.
English. Okay.
English, yeah.
Kind of so, like kind of like Spanglish.
Right. Exactly. Well, besides the United States, believe it or not, India was the most.
They have more people, though. They do have more people.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip over us, but say Pakistan.
Okay. Pakistan. That's next door. That's next door to India. So
is next. And then Nigeria is the next.
Well, Nigeria speaks English automatically.
Uh-huh.
Why is that? Because of the British.
Because of the That's British true. Influence.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Several Nigerian English words and phrases are recognized by the Oxford English Dictionary.
I can see that.
As in the next tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, supposedly those are the words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Philippines is the next.
I can see that too as well. That's true. My old boss was Filipino.
Philippine English speakers sometimes use the plural verb form with a single subject. So that's where the difference is. And then, of course, the United Kingdom. Obviously, there's English speakers there.
Yeah.
Tanzania.
I can see that as well.
The Republic of Tanzania.
Beautiful, beautiful country, by the way.
And a lot of times they're using English or they're using French in Africa as a language to unite because they have so many tribal languages. And because of colonialism, they decide to use French or English.
French or English is
their own languages. I did do some research and I've forgotten which country, so I'm not even going to say it, but this country was they were rejecting French and trying to use one of their own languages as the common language instead of French. So trying to go back to one of the tribal
languages. But I feel like we're literally just scratching the surface, which I'm sure that's all we can do. I just feel like more to why the English language is very dominant. And Trisha, you're right. It is capitalism for one, but you know what? Like, I think Benef, you alluded to it. The Chinese have a lot of money, or the Asians have a lot of money too, as well.
Well, so here's where I will agree with you, Paul. English is, I think, a lot easier than flipping Chinese. And
ding.
Raleigh,
Chinese or any of the
I interviewed Raleigh, and we should listen to her trying to speak Chinese. All right, I am here with Raleigh, the owner of Paint Nail Salon in Colorado Springs, which I attend and I love because it's toxic free and everything is super chill and fun. But you are like a traveler and have lived abroad in Europe and Asia.
So in Singapore, there's bigger expat population there, which is interesting. But Singapore was incredible. It was so clean.
It is.
It was so clean and it was so beautiful. And we loved it there. It was great. I tried to learn some Mandarin before we went because that's primarily what they speak.
Okay.
Yeah. They also have some of their dialects and quite a few people spoke English, but I still like when we travel, I still like to try and learn
some phrases.
Exactly. So I'm trying to learn thank you. And for anybody that knows Mandarin, I mean, I think that my skill set in maybe various Asian languages is not very good. Like the pronunciation of things is so different than English or German or French or anything like that. And so I really struggled with thank you, because in at least in my pronunciation, I would do the Google Translate and I would just put it up to my mouth. I would say, thank you. Cause I would have her say it to me, the Google Translate.
Yeah.
And so I'm okay. I can do this. And so every time I would say it, she would do it the other way around, Mandarin to English. And so I'd say it and the Google Translate says sex. I'm like, oh God, what? And so then I look up that word and it sounds very similar, at least to my ears.
Like the tonal difference is probably like something we can't hear because we don't have tones.
Right. Yes.
So.
Exactly. It just sounded so similar, and it looked similar even in the like phonetic way that it would translate to me and how it would say it on the screen. And so I'm like, I'm going to be the most ungrateful person because I don't want to be over there.
You know,
someone like serves me like a meal and I'm just like, sexing.
Well, so as we saw from Raleigh's or heard from Raleigh's story is that that language, there's a lot of tone.
It's confusing.
So, you know, if you're going up or down or flat, it means something different. And like American, we do have inflection, but the inflection does not change the meaning of the word.
That's true.
So in such a way that now it's like, it means sex instead of thank you. You know, like that's, we don't have that.
I mean, so, okay. So let me defend my European brethren. They have a problem. I know my German friends, they always tell me about the words that bothers them that mean the same is, you know, the this, there, the, those, you know, those type of words.
You mean there, so,
there, T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah.
So
also plurals. Those are the same words, like jeans and, you know.
Yeah, that, and words that, that are from the front of your mouth kind of thing.
Oh.
Bothers them. Okay. Because they can't say it because they're not used to speaking from the front.
Well, and that's the thing. But when they say the word, maybe they mispronounce it. Do we still understand them?
Of course, because we're trained.
Yeah, we do. But we are trained.
I think it's because we're trained to be nice, to understand and polite.
No, but also yes, Americans don't want to be like, what the fuck are you saying? I don't understand.
Exactly.
And
the French, exactly.
The French will be.
That's true.
Will be like, sorry, I don't.
But I do feel like the burden is on the English speaker to really try to understand them because they're trying to speak our language. So we are overly polite and like, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm really trying.
But I
hard.
Think it's our training. I really do think it's because that's what we were taught to do. Regardless, even if they speak English to us and it's broken, I just feel like, because I remember when I was younger, my parents told me, if someone is asking you questions, be polite and you try to help if you can.
Try to help them.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. If someone does that for me,
exactly.
I do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of saying that, though. I mean, that's hard, though.
Is that you're right. Capitalism is the number one thing. But I think there's a determination of, like I said, and I will try to find that article so that you guys can read it again. It's one of those things where some countries fear that their language is going to become secondary because of what's happening. Yeah. So they want to force to make sure it doesn't. Whereas I think America might even try to do the same thing, but they don't because we're a melting pot and we're okay with this.
I believe that there's a resurgence in that though, because we have become more global. I feel that people are really trying to, especially with ancestry and, and that sort of thing, everyone's really trying to, for lack of better words, and I can't think of my own words right now, but with Dr. Lewis Gates, where he does the Finding Your Roots and, all the same.
Oh, yes.
They have these, this real resurgence of trying to find where you are, your origin, right? Mm-hmm. So, before when folks were migrating to the United States early on, Manifest Destiny and all those wonderful things, most people were looking at, they wanted to be American. It was something to be American.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was.
You had to learn the language, right?
The reason why people came over was because of the freedom and the possibility to make a shitload of money.
Right. New land, new opportunities. So it was a must to learn the language. But now, with the global, this resurgence of global, the 23andMe and everyone's trying, now it's about trying to come back to who, what's your ancestry, who am I?
Kind of
question, answering those questions. So, I feel like everyone's trying to get it back. How many freaking apps are there to learn different languages? You have to think about it. There's Babbel, Rosetta Stone, there's like all these different,
But
let's scratch the surface.
Yeah, but to ring it back in too as well, because I feel a little some kind of way, to be honest with you, because I feel like different countries respect the fact of wanting to learn. Well, number one, I respect the fact that majority of everyone here in Europe knows at least 2 to 3 different languages. I think that's in our nature to be the person to do that. And it's the same with me when I, like, again, when I lived in Germany and I was on a date and, you know, I ordered dessert and it was flan.
Flan. It's like a custard.
Yeah, it's like a custard, but it's jiggly. It's very jiggly.
Yes.
Very jiggly. And I'm not a fan, to be honest.
Well, I am a fan now that I'm in France because I'm actually getting real flan and it's really good. However, I had it in Germany and I just remember the taste when I tasted it, it was just disgusting. And she asked me, she's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "I don't like it. It's nasty." And she's like, "Why is it?" I was like, "Because look at it. It's shaking. It's mushy. It's nasty. It's so mushy." And she's like, "Oh, stop saying this word, please." And I could see her getting bright red. And then I noticed people started, because I was loud, like a typical American.
You're like, "It's mushy." You're like shouting.
I was like, "It's mushy," because she wasn't listening to me. And I was like, "It's mushy. Look at it. It's jiggly." And she's like, "Stop saying this." And then this old man behind me was just laughing his ass off hysterically, like, you know, and I was just like, "Why is there?" And she's like, "Stop saying it." And then she finally tells me what the word means. Mushy, which is something that we would say, like, "Oh, it's mushy. It's nasty."
Yeah.
Well, that's a P word. That's the woman's vagina in German. So I'm
but
just like
not a clinical term for vagina, like a slang term.
Like a slang term.
That's why she was really like embarrassed. And I was just like, "Well, I
you
didn't know."
On a date.
Like, yeah. You're and I was like, "Oh, you know." And I'm like,
was your date German too? Was she German?
Yeah, she's German. She was.
Oh my God! What was she doing? When you're saying
she was bright red, she was bright red and embarrassed, is what it was. Oh, and I was just like,
funny.
"Oh God, this is
years
ago, years
oh
ago."
Oh my God! So you're
when I first moved
dessert,
to Germany,
dessert being like it.
That's funny.
Because those are, and that's why I said there are different words.
You wouldn't
know
that.
Yeah, there are different words in English that mean something totally different
Absolutely.
In another language.
So, yeah.
So I think that's it for us today, guys. Great talk. Great talk.
I think I drank enough wine for today.
And it was all in English, I will add.
It was all in English again. Yes, it was. It was all in English. So,
however, why don't we do something a little bit more, you know, Benef, you can maybe say something in French because I know you speak a bit of French.
No, je n'ai pas l'envie de faire ça.
That's all we're getting, folks. That is all we're getting. I don't know what she just said.
That's all we're getting today. Well, I would say for you to go ahead and wish our subscribers to, or wish our prospective subscribers to go ahead and subscribe, comment, and like in French.
Yeah.
We're better off in English.
We do want to hear your thoughts on English as the international language, or
absolutely
why, you know, if you have whatever opinions that you have, we would definitely be interested to hear those.
Absolutely.
So we definitely want your feedback and what you think is the number one reason as to why the English language is the dominant language, you know, across the continent. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. For now, we'll see you again real soon next week. But let's have a great evening, everyone, and thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Woo.